In the heat and humidity of Singapore, a cool and calm-looking guy with shaggy hair under his golf cap finishes with a birdie on the 18th green to applause from the spectators. Shortly afterwards, he has a broad smile on his face and is holding the trophy. David Watts from South Africa has just won the G4D Tour Singapore Classic in February, where golfers with a disability play on the same course and in the same week as the household names on the DP World Tour. David said he was delighted and it was a surreal feeling to win one of the 9 G4D Tour events available in 2023. G4D stands for Golf for the Disabled, of course. These events are the pinnacle of competition for those golfers who qualify to play in them via the world ranking for golfers with disability. At the time of writing, David lies in 10th position in this ranking, which shows something about the level of his play at the moment. The win in Singapore he dedicated to his wife Sarah and his son Leo. He couldn't have done it at all without them, his biggest supporters. For David himself, the victory was a significant personal achievement for a golfer who has worked hard and put in countless hours of practice to create his stylish and consistent left-handed swing, which accommodates his left leg that was missing the calf bone and growth plate at birth. His reward for the victory was also very exciting, for he is qualified to play in the end-of-season G4D Tour finale in Dubai in November. David Watts will tell you he loves the game of golf. He calls it the toughest challenge at times, but also a wonderful escape, not from your life, who you are, but perhaps the mundanity of daily life, the daily frustrations. He would recommend instantly golf as a game which, at his age of 35, is continually pushing him further as a person and testing him more, while he is still improving as he works as hard as anyone at his game. He loves the graft.
It was a great escape. And I think it's like that for a lot of other people as well. So yeah, it's kind of what I would say. You know, also, I mean, over the years, I mean, you kind of put a lot into it. You know, sometimes it's hard, but it always gives back. It's a huge part of my life, has been for a long time, and I'm sure it will be for the rest of my life.
He knows that you have to work hard to get the results. Talk to David about golf for just 10 minutes and his keen intelligence on the game shines through. He's at the age where he understands its value for him, and following his recent success, he's committed to taking it as far as he can. Watts, from Durban in KwaZulu-Natal, was born with a condition called fibula hemimelia, where the calf bone in his left leg failed to develop. 3 times by the age of 16, complex surgeries to lengthen his leg by a total of 23 centimetres would each need a year or so of painful treatment and rehabilitation, sidelining him from school lessons and playing sport with his friends. He was supported by these friends and family, never excluded, but the experience was never straightforward for him.
I was fortunate that I went to a very good school. I had great friends. I mean, it wasn't a big school. They were really great. Personally, from an academic side, it wasn't something that I particularly enjoyed, you know, having the structure and what, not being told what to do all the time and all that type of stuff. But I mean, it was hard from a point of view that I missed big chunks of school, you know, throughout my school career. My kind of operations I had wasn't a straightforward procedure where you would have an operation and you'd be back a couple of weeks later. It was kind of like a year-long procedure. And I used to have to travel as well to the only doctor that did that procedure at the time in South Africa. It was based in Pretoria. So I used to have to travel up there every 2 weeks. It was tough from that point of view, but from a point of view of fellow schoolgoers, they were terrific. Certainly my parents have always been terrific, always supported me a huge amount. We're a very close family and they've always been very supportive of me.
Despite the challenges, David grew up as an energetic youngster with good hand-eye coordination, with a natural desire to be out running around in the sunshine on the east coast of South Africa. He wasn't allowed to play contact sports such as rugby or football, so he first enjoyed cricket as a batsman and wicketkeeper, but then focused on golf. The stationary golf ball allows the player to build their own swing as efficiently as they can in order to hit the ball consistently. David learned to do just that. He joined Durban Country Club as a 10-year-old, needing to patiently build a left-handed swing to accommodate his left leg. As a lefty, his right leg can take more strain at impact. Hours of practice paid off, as he improved to be a 15 handicap golfer around the age of 13, and he reached single figures, which is hallowed ground for any young player, around the age of 15. His first coach, Paul Potterton, helped to hone his swing as a young player. Potterton sadly passed away a couple of years ago, and David remembers him as a good mentor and a big influence in his early years. As David finished at school and studied law at college, his love for playing golf only intensified, while his creative side led him into an appreciation of design that brought him a second touch point in golf, working in the golf industry as a design consultant in the clothing sector, a role he still enjoys today. Out on the golf course, his intense work ethic and fine scoring in competitions at Durban Country Club made him very much a golfer first, not being defined at all by his impairment. It was not in his thoughts at all.
Sure, look, I mean, it was something that never really occurred to me at a young age. I was just a golfer. And, you know, I never played a disabled golf event up until April last year. I always recognized myself as being just a golfer and playing able-bodied amateur events and whatnot. And, that was my approach. I wanted to try and play against the best golfers.
David has been at his local club for 25 years now. Many of the members have become great friends for him, while the club feels like a second home. Last year, he discovered regional and national events for golfers with a disability for the first time through the South African Disabled Golf Association, which has been highly supportive for him. David made an instant impact with victories in the Edgar Abotse Lynx Disabled Open, the Edgar Irene Country Club Disabled Open, and the Edgar KwaZulu Natal Disabled Open, while he also enjoyed a top 25 finish in last summer's US Adaptive Open, part of a dream trip to the world-famous Pinehurst Resort in North Carolina. With his golf handicap improving to plus 0.4, David burst into the top 10 of the world ranking to qualify for the G4D Tour.
My first event was at Balgoram Castle last year, which was ISP Honda World Invitational. I came last in that event. I came back to South Africa and I had to have a long, hard look at my game and see, you know, it was a lot higher than what I expected. And, you know, I had to go about building a swing that I could play with under pressure and improve my short game quite considerably. And, you know, every G4D event I played thereafter, you know, I improved my position until ultimately I won in Singapore. It was standard of golf is high. I mean, if you want to win, you've got to kind of be kind of under par or at least level par to give yourself a chance. But, you know, if you got to remember, I mean, look, we are playing a slightly shorter course than what DP World guys are playing, but it's still the same course prepped for the same conditions. You know, the rough is the same. You know, the greens are the same. It's tournament week. So, you know, you've got to kind of be on top of your game if you want to finish in the top three.
From coming last in a 10-player field in Northern Ireland, David worked even harder through the South African summer in order to make his mark.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked very hard over the summer, over Christmas. It's a time that, you know, maybe a lot of guys take off, you know, particularly, I suppose, guys that are living in the UK and whatnot. It's not a particularly pleasant time of the year to be outside. I mean, I had a bit of an advantage there, and I think I used it as well as I could have. I trained hard, I practiced hard, and I really worked hard on my game during that period. I mean, I think it paid off. I had a decent tournament at the Hero Cup in Abu Dhabi, and then I played very well in Singapore. Look, I mean, Singapore suited me very well. You know, I come from Durban. It's hot, it's humid here, which is very similar conditions to what we found in Singapore. So, I mean, I'm used to that. A lot of the guys, it would have taken a bit of strain in that humidity. I mean, the grasses, I mean, the greens was something that I was also kind of used to. We have similar grass out here, particularly on the east coast of South Africa where we have that humidity. So, yeah, I mean, it everything kind of fell into place in Singapore, if you want.
The man from Durban carded a 3-under par final round of 69 at the Laguna National Golf Resort Club in Singapore, after rallying on the back nine with 3 birdies on his final 4 holes to win by 3 strokes. Through these performances, David has realised just how far his determination and focus can take him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's an important part of trying to get better. You know, I'm in the gym and, you know, at least 4 to 5 times a week. I'm swimming about 10 kilometres a week as well to try and improve my fitness. So yeah, it's kind of a full-time job, if you want to call it that. I mean, in the gym, you're training, you're practicing, you're playing. You're just trying to find any aspect that you can find, in, you know, that can help your game and that you can improve and take a couple shots here and there.
Looking to the future, April 2024 will be the time hopefuls who wish to join golf's professional tours will sign up for Stage 1 qualifying on the Sunshine Tour in South Africa, a series where many of the greatest names in professional golf have started their journey on professional tours.
No, look, I mean, I think you always have a goal that you want to try and work towards. Ultimately, I would like to try and earn my way on the Sunshine Tour. I'm not quite there yet. I'm hoping this time next year that I'll enter and see how I go. So, I mean, if I could become, I think I would be so right in saying the first disabled golfer to earn their tour card for a recognised tour. I mean, that would be a pretty great achievement.
Golf is a simple game on one level, but to play it really well and beat the opposition, it can be supremely complex. Even the great players David admired when growing up, major championship winners like Ernie Els and Retief Goosen of South Africa, or USA players like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, have all been humbled by golf on enough occasions to always respect every shot they play if they hope to beat just one player, never mind the 100-plus they are usually teeing it up against.
Another player that I always enjoyed watching as well was Webb Simpson. You know, he had a fantastic win at the US Open when they played at, I think it was the Olympic Club. You know, I always enjoy watching the guys that are the best of the best, naturally talented, you know, more of the kind of grinder guys that, you know, week in, week out, they're there, they're playing, they're working hard, I have a lot of respect for them. So, I mean, it doesn't come as easy. They don't have the big sponsors. They don't have, you know, all that tough stuff that, you know, that Tiger and Phil would have had. So yeah, he was always a guy I enjoyed watching as well.
For David Watts, it has never come easy either. We asked David what the game means to him today.
It's a hard question to answer because golf's very close to my heart. I've played for a number of years. It's a great outlet for me. And I guess that's where it was. It took me from being, you know, someone that struggled with certain, you know, mundane tasks, you know, in your normal life to being somewhere where you kind of equal. You know, you're playing against yourself, you're playing against par effectively. And it was a great escape. And I think it's like that for a lot of other people as well. So yeah, if I had to answer it, that's kind of what I would say. You know, also, I mean, over the years, I mean, you kind of put a lot into it. You know, sometimes it's hard, but it always gives back if you stick with it. So yeah, it's a huge part of my life, has been for a long time, and I'm sure it will be for the rest of my life.
Out on the golf courses and in competitions, you'll struggle to find a more likeable person than David Watts, but you'll also struggle to find a more competitive golfer. This makes for an intriguing mix. Let's hope that we see David on a professional golf tour soon. But one thing's for sure, whatever success does come his way, it's all been very much deserved. We would like to thank all our listeners to the Edgar Tough Love and Second Chances podcast. You can find more articles on our golfers on our website at edgargolf.com. Finally, thanks to Martin Maynard from Sounds Good for his excellent sound production on this podcast.